Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a calm and clear morning across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys sunny skies, while Tel Aviv feels a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are pleasant, inviting you to start your day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the IDF, they are scratching their heads. Should they respond harshly against Hezbollah? This comes from Walla earlier this hour. Also, optimism in Israel and Lebanon's new demand. Negotiations in Washington will continue today, as reported by Israel Hayom, just in. Also this hour, the IDF killed 20 Hezbollah terrorists, struck over 70 targets in operation prior to Lebanon's ceasefire, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Separately, Lebanon's ceasefire could collapse at any moment, Israeli officials warn, with Hezbollah launching drones and U.S. pressure limiting Israel's response, Ynet reports from earlier today. And finally, report, IDF estimates Hamas managed to rebuild military wing significantly, as I-24 News reported in the past hour. Now, here's what people are saying online. Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that the body of a journalist for a pro-Hezbollah paper was pulled from rubble of a building hit by IDF. Ali Khalifa, a commentator, writing a short time ago, claims Iran's regime has killed more Muslims over the past 47 years than Israel has in its 78 years. From Al Arabiya English, insights from former U.S. national security official Elisa Ewers on why Iran is better positioned to withstand pressure than the Trump administration amid the ongoing standoff. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's dilemma over its response to Hezbollah, Walla reports the security establishment is weighing a strategy to deter the group without causing its collapse. This decision is crucial as it balances military action with diplomatic consequences. Turning to the negotiations in Washington, Israel Hayom notes that both Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors, along with key U.S. officials, are involved in these talks. The outcome could impact regional stability and future diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the operation in Lebanon saw the IDF targeting Hezbollah around Dibin, roughly 12 kilometers inside Lebanese territory. The Jerusalem Post details this operation by the 91st Division occurring hours before the current ceasefire. This could influence the fragile truce as tensions remain high. Separately, Ynet highlights Israeli officials' concerns over the potential collapse of the Lebanon ceasefire, with Hezbollah's actions and U.S. constraints on Israel's response, stability hangs in the balance. Civilians in the region face uncertainty as diplomatic efforts continue. And regarding Hamas, I-24 News reports that the group's military wing has seen significant rebuilding. This comes despite ongoing efforts to curb its capabilities. The threat of renewed conflict looms, affecting both security and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel pushes the IMEC trade corridor to bypass Hormuz amid Iran tensions, Ynet Business reports earlier today. The initiative seeks a safer route between India and Europe, though complexities post October 7 pose challenges. Separately, CTEC reveals that Russia targets Ukraine's drone supply chain, naming Haifa-based Elsite as part of a European production network. This highlights the interconnected nature of global defense industries. And finally, Globes reports Nofar Energy plans to dual list on Nasdaq. CEO Ofer Yanai notes the company's growth engines and increasing revenue as driving factors. This move could attract significant international investment. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.